بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الخلق الحسن يذيب الخطايا كما يذيب الماء الجليد، والخلق السوء يفسد العمل كما يفسد الخل العسل. We can see from these ahadith in this chapter on good character how in various different ways Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging a person to adopt good character, to leave out evil character. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good character reduces, removes, melts away sins, just like how water melts ice. Slowly, slowly find a person's sins will be removed through the barakah of good character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that evil character corrupts and spoils good actions just like vinegar spoils honey. So if a person wants to correct his a'mal even, then he has to correct his character. And if a person wants to destroy his a'mal, then he just has to spoil his character and destroy his character. And his a'mal also will become spoilt on account of that. There is an interesting hadith here of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَسَعُوا النَّاسَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ. You can never satisfy people with your wealth. You can never satisfy people with your wealth. The nature of people, sometimes you have a da'wat also, sometimes there's a nikah, walima. And always there will be something that people will find. The food wasn't tasting right, came too late, the menu wasn't correct, this happened, that happened. Whatever it is, person purchased a home and he calls over his friends to look at his home that he purchased now. And so they will comment, maybe not to him, but to others. He could have bought something better, this wasn't right, that wasn't right. So that's how people are. You can't satisfy people. You gave something for free as a gift, couldn't have given something better. So that's how people are. لَن تَسَعُ النَّاسَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ. Can't satisfy people with your wealth. وَلَكِنْ يَسَعُهُمْ مِنْكُمْ بَسْطُ الْوَجْهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. But two things you can satisfy people with: a cheerful face and good character. How beautiful the teachings of Islam. Having a smile on our face, having a cheerful face, meeting people cheerfully, and with good character. Sometimes you can spoil a person's mood just by the way that we meet them, the face that we have, that can make a person feel uncomfortable. What did I do? I hope I never hurt the person. But with a cheerful face, a person can have 100 worries. But sometimes by meeting him with a cheerful, glowing face, then we find that his worries are taken away. I have heard people comment and say that certain person, mashallah, every time we meet him, he has a smile on his face, as if he has no worries. Some people are so positive, they give off positivity. Unfortunately, some people are so negative, they share their negativity also. When you come in their company, you feel depressed, you feel sad. And sometimes you don't want to take their call, you don't want to sit with them. So we must be that person that gives off positivity, having a cheerful face, smile. Such a cheerful face that it cheers other people up also. People are feeling sad, depressed, worried. Then he cheers them up, like we read yesterday. The company of those people of good character, is such that they are easygoing, they are soft. And here the hadith says, cheerful and having good character. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that all these beautiful qualities, we can bring it into our lives.